For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
What's up, guys? You already know who I am. Today we're going to be reviewing, kind of blind reacting, to a YouTube video by the creator under the name of Think Before You Sleep. So today's video, I'm going to be responding to a video, a channel called Think Before You Sleep that did a video on me about a year ago. My biggest quarrel, though, is the Think Before You Sleep stuff.
She's going to have to be like, you know what? Think Before You Sleep is right. She's going to have to agree with him if she wants to get out of this one. So,
because you have a lot of insight. I watch your videos. I agree with so many of your points, but then you said at the end of the video, I need to just agree with Think Before You Sleep.
That's not really what he meant. He meant if you wanted to continue the grift, then you should agree. It wasn't like he was saying I was right or talking about being honest. However, I disagree with him. All she had to do in this situation to save face was not flip out and tell people to dislike on my channel after her first reaction.
Damn. Let's go run up those dislikes, can't we? Like, damn.
Though I'm not exactly sure why she would bring this Coach Blackpill response video up. It was literally released almost 2 years ago, commenting on a video that I released almost 2 years ago that he admitted to never watching.
I didn't even watch the video that Think Before You Sleep made.
I thought it was kind of odd that she basically said she respects someone who literally started the segment out by admitting that he didn't research the topic, and then proceeds to say a bunch of negative things about content he has never watched. Typical. He'd get along really well with BreadTube. Anyway, for those of you who don't know, this is Roma Army, who also goes by Chloe. Chloe runs a men's rights activist channel, and nearly 2 years ago, I made this video that basically says that I don't think she's actually an MRA because I've watched a lot of her videos and she sounds a lot like a feminist and says a lot of stuff that woke people say. To which, I was right.
We are the men's rights community that implements a shit ton of feminism.
It's great that she brings up that there are radicals in the feminist movement, but I've also watched her promote many of the same bad ideas that radical feminists promote. So 2 or so days after my video on her dropped, she released a blind reaction to it.
Today we're going to be reviewing, kind of blind reacting, to a YouTube video by the creator under the name of Think Before You Sleep.
Big mistake. Don't blind react to a scripted video in a debate format unless you want to look bad. Anyway, I don't like drama, so in response to that reaction 2 years ago, I made a community post that basically said, here's my response to Chloe's blind reaction. You know my opinion, you know her opinion, that's it. I don't want drama because big drama events tend to hurt all creators, so this is the last thing I'm going to say about it. And that's been the case for all this time. Since then, even though she responded to that community post and basically said she wouldn't further discuss it, she has made multiple community posts throwing hate at me. I kept my mouth shut. She periodically goes back to the video that I made on her to throw hate at my followers. I've kept my mouth shut about that. Yes, this is her. She's not checkmarked. If I click the account, it goes to her channel. Chloe has also allegedly made multiple TikTok videos on me, but I can't confirm that. I don't use TikTok because it's a trash spyware website that will eventually die just like Vine did. And last, over the past 2 years, Chloe has made 3 full reactions to the same video that I made in October of 2020, despite the fact that in my memory, her own followers told her not to when she asked if she should react to it again. And despite my followers telling me to make a video on all this stuff, I've kept quiet until today. Now, it might be shocking to some of you, but I actually hate that video that I made on her. I hate a lot of my old videos. And the primary reason that I don't like the video that I made on Chloe is because I certainly expect people I make videos on to react negatively, but typically they move on after a couple days. No one except for Chloe has ever reacted to my content this negatively, and some of that might be my fault. I'm actually kind of concerned and distressed that she can't move on from it, which is why I'm making this video. I think the most contentious area is this part here.
And I think if anybody had to sit through a video like that, hearing somebody pick apart all their trauma and really the parts of their story that made them become such a success, to hear somebody pick that apart, get a bunch of views for it, and then have people be like, oh my God, he's right. She is a chameleon. Her having mental health is an issue. The fact that she was born in an orphanage, and she does have a lot of mental health, you're right.
Personally, I don't think it was wrong to talk about her mental health. It's YouTube. People do that all the time, including Chloe. She also talks about it a lot in her videos, and I thought that it was relevant because she has a kid, now two kids to worry about, and because she sometimes advises on mental health. However, the way I talked about her childhood and her issues with self-harm was very unempathetic and not really considerate of how she got where she is today. And for that, I'm sorry. I'm not going to show the reaction video that I made because you can just go watch it. It's linked in the description. But what I will do is show what I was responding to, and let's see if we can get it right this time.
My mother was 18 when she got pregnant with me, 19 when she had me. She left me at the hospital and didn't tell anybody she was pregnant. The police showed up at my grandmother's door with a baby and was like, oh. And my grandma was like, oh, Valentina did it again, because I guess she hid my sister's pregnancy as well. My grandma took care of me for 2 weeks. And then my mom came back and took me and put me in the orphanage. The orphanages in those countries are not like the adoption processes here, where a family can just claim that child and be like, yep, nope, I'll be the caregiver. If the mother doesn't consent, it doesn't happen. And so my mom needed to keep me a secret, understandably so. In Romania, you need a man to survive, so a father or a husband. And the man that she was seeking, who she's been married to for now 20 years, still doesn't know about my existence. And 2 months after I was born, she got pregnant with my younger sister, Madalena, which she kept. By the age of 14, I had already been abandoned by 3 families, including my birth family. I stayed with my first adoptive family until I was 9, in which I ran away and social services took me in immediately.
My opinion on Chloe hasn't changed since I made the video. I still think she's a grifter because she constantly throws out conflicting ideas, and I don't like how she's used her toddler for content in the past, like a family vlog channel. However, my original response to this clip was inappropriate. Chloe's had a really tough life. Her mom essentially abandoned her at birth so she could marry some guy, and then not even a year later, she gives birth to Chloe's sister, who she chose to keep. Now, I don't know Romania's culture, but that sounds like a pretty horrible situation to be born into. You get a biological mom saying, you're a mistake and I don't love you, followed by what seems like that mom giving all the care in the world to her second child. Meanwhile, you're being shifted from foster home to foster home with almost zero stability in your life, and probably a lot of abuse because the foster system sucks. Imagine how much that would mess with your head. So I'm sorry she had to experience that, and no one deserves that kind of childhood. Every child deserves 2 good parents who care about them, and the goal of my channel is to talk about this kind of stuff and talk about solutions so people don't have to go through what Chloe had to as a child and get left with all the anxiety and abandonment issues that take years to fix. I should have said that in the original video. I should have been more caring in that part of the video, and her response to that specific video actually changed the way that I handle these situations. The issue with Chloe here, though, is that despite the way I conveyed the message in that video, I did say a lot of accurate things about her character and things that she is doing that are incorrect or immoral. That's likely a part of the reason why she reacted to the video the way she has. People don't get super offended and don't obsessively focus on something you said about their behaviors if it's untrue. You can call me dumb all day, and I won't get mad because I know I'm not dumb. What really makes people mad is when you point out things that are true about them that they are avoiding. That really triggers people. So what happens is that Chloe has all these problems that she hasn't fixed over the past 2 years, and every couple of months when she screws up, people flood her inbox with my video saying, look, think before you sleep was right. I've been watching her periodically this whole time hoping she would figure it out, primarily because then I could remove the video on her that I don't like, but that doesn't seem to be happening. So instead of waiting for your 4th reaction to a video that I made in October of 2020, I'm going to do my best to explain why people are mad at you so you don't keep getting bothered by a video that was made forever ago. The first thing is this problem here.
Chloe has an OnlyFans account.
No, I don't. But at this point, I probably fucking should, since so many people believe that I do. Just kidding, it's not happening. I have a Patreon, and yeah, I'm nude on there sometimes, but it's not what you think.
So Chloe has a Patreon where for $70 to $100 a month, you can see salacious photos of her. Personally, I don't like sex work or pornography. I think it's quite harmful to both parties involved. Sex workers are pretty much always trauma victims who largely use that line of work to avoid their problems instead of getting treatment. Listen to the people who have recovered from that job market and they will say as much. And on the male side, the harm comes from this kind of thing here.
On my top tier, I talk to my Patreons every single day through my Patreon Snapchat. Like, I know them by first name. I know about their pets. I know what they do for a living. I know them personally. And when I do send that kind of content, it's personal. It's individualized to them. I express my femininity in a very beautiful way, in a classy way. But, like, also, who gives a fuck? If I'm not hurting anybody, who cares?
Though it may all be voluntary and legal, you absolutely are harming these guys, and this is actually worse than just sending revealing photos. One of the biggest problems we face today is parasocial relationships. Instead of going out and looking for a real person to be with, you can just rent Chloe, who can do almost everything except actually be available for you. She's taking advantage of people who haven't built the social skills to get real relationships, and then providing them with just enough of the draw to kill their motivation to build those skills and go seek one out.
This community is not here to, like, hype up masculinity and put down femininity. That's not what I'm here for. I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to hear the truth? I'm here to tell you it.
So you're trying to repair the divide between men and women. That's the sentiment I see here, and I've heard you say that many times in your videos. I agree with that goal, which is why I've changed the way I make content since I made that video on you. The problem is that the Patreon parasocial relationships aren't helping. It's keeping these people from having real relationships. And don't tell me, well, some of these guys have girlfriends. Any chick who wasn't insane would be pissed off if she found out that her boyfriend was talking to some other girl who was sending him tasteful nudes. Another big problem with this is that I've heard her say that she doesn't like incels.
So welcome to Who Are the Incels and How Do They Pose a Threat on Men's Rights Movements? Incels hate women.
I don't agree with that framing. I think most incels are just guys who can't figure out how to get women to like them, mixed in with a few nut jobs who do horrible things. But the problem with the Patreon thing is that you are literally encouraging incel behavior. People who are good in relationships don't pay for this kind of service. You are providing these guys a coping drug that they will use instead of looking for something real. I think that's wrong, and I think it's against the values that you preach. Now, before I get called a hypocrite on my take on sex work, no, I don't look at porn. Alright, next thing that Chloe does is pretty much the number one thing that pisses people off and gets them to call her a grifter, and she does it like every few months. At some point, she'll have a really bad take, people will call her out on it, and she'll tell them to unsubscribe. One of her most recent ones was Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yes, hello. I'm just here to do a little values check. Just here to make sure that this community aligns with my values. Because why would you want to support me if my values don't align with yours, right? Okay, let's go. Kyle Rittenhouse is a little bitch. You're not an alpha. You're just a douche. If anything I just said offends you, please unfollow, unsubscribe, forget about me.
I've watched enough of her content to see that it's very obvious that she puts pretty minimal research into her videos, and nothing makes that more apparent than her screwing up as bad as she did on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. That was literally one of the most popular court cases in history, and she watched like none of the trial before commenting on it. Then when people called her out on that, she doubled down.
In regards to the Kyle Rittenhouse situation, I just want you guys to know that I have gone back, I have done more research, and I would like to genuinely say sorry to absolutely fucking nobody, to nobody. I'm not apologizing to you, stupid.
Good God, if you actually watched the trial, then you would know that this was one of the most obvious cases of self-defense in the history of ever. During the second attack, Kyle was even on video running away while he was being attacked by rioters. The other parties had multiple weapons, including a handgun. But in Chloe's full video that I cannot show, which I believe she took down, she reports the sentiment that Kyle went on a frenzy and just started attacking random people. Clearly, she did not watch the trial, even though she said she did. My guess is that she just watched mainstream media clips with heavily biased reporters. Then she tripled down in her community tab until finally she got so much hate that she had to apologize for insulting a pretty significant portion of her fan base.
Having a difference in opinion of Kyle Rittenhouse, though, is not where I went wrong. It was the way that I made everybody who supported Kyle Rittenhouse or felt like he didn't do anything wrong, it was the way that I made those people feel like they were stupid, like they were invalid. I projected it in such a way that it made it seem like only I was right.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
And that was fucking wrong. For that, I apologize.
It's great that she apologized, but all this does is funnel people to my video on her, and every time she craps on her audience, I get a ton of comments saying, "Oh my god, you were so right about Roma Army. I can't believe I used to follow her." Chloe, you're the one who's causing that by constantly insulting your supporters. It's not me. Stop belittling the people who are gracious enough to support you. I swear this Kyle Rittenhouse thing was at least the fifth time I've watched you do that. For someone who claims to work on her mental health, these kinds of actions aren't a sign that you've gotten effective treatment.
Yeah, his interpretation of me being in denial was me making a video talking about all the accommodations I got myself. Yeah, the new therapy, the medication, the new diagnosis.
It's good that you went to get help, but obsessing over a video that I made 2 years ago and very publicly attacking your followers who disagree with you isn't a sign that you're in control of your behavior or are getting effective treatment. If you are, in fact, still in treatment, then you need to modify your regimen until you find something that gives you control over what you're doing. And to add to that, the reason why I mentioned Chloe's mental health in the original video, although not very empathetically, is because she gives mental health advice. I talked about it because she either hasn't done that much actual work, or she still needs a lot of treatment, which means she is very likely to give people a ton of wrong or inaccurate information. And my problem with that, especially considering that she's somebody with a big audience, is you can really screw people over for years by giving them the wrong information. A part of the reason why my videos are scripted is so I say as few incorrect things as possible. But every time I look, even outside of the Kyle Rittenhouse stuff, Chloe has incredibly low standards of proof. For example,
the number one issue for men is family court. The issue is not some abusive chick that you dated 5 years ago.
A while ago, 10 months to be exact, I was thinking about his video. I was thinking about how wrong that statement was, that the biggest issue men were facing was having to pay child support. And so I asked men, and 37,000 voted on my YouTube channel, which is predominantly men and a lot of dads. And would you look at that? Men having to pay child support was the least important thing.
There are so many things wrong with this. First, family court does not equate to only child support. There are multiple other problems with family court, like parental alienation and alimony. So the poll isn't even an accurate reflection of what I said. Second, my statement was a philosophical conclusion that I came to based on what I think has the most severe and least changeable consequences. I didn't poll people and come to that conclusion based on popular opinion, nor did I say I did that. Last, Chloe, you can't poll your own audience and use that as a representation of the ideas of the entire community. Or considering that I am not and have never been an MRA, make it seem like this is what men believe in general. The reason you can't do that is because you have a bias and your audience is going to mostly conform to that bias, particularly when you constantly tell people who disagree with you to F off and unsubscribe. It is entirely possible that the reason that child support comes off as the least important issue to your audience is because you don't make a big deal of it, whereas you do make a big deal of the issue that won. You need to survey random people if you want an answer that's accurate. Information accuracy is incredibly important if you're trying to help people. But so often do I see Chloe dedicate very little effort to being correct. I wouldn't even be shocked if my reaction to her is the only video of mine that she's watched. One of the reasons I think that is because she makes statements like this.
I wonder if he would say the same if I was a guy with all of these tattoos. He probably wouldn't.
Actually, I would have. I criticize men and address the other side of the argument all the time. You would know that if you actually watched my videos. Also, if you actually watched my videos, you would know that I'm not an MRA, and I have never been an MRA. I even said that in my community post response to her, which we know she saw because she commented on it. Even still, 1 month ago, she is yet again calling me an MRA and getting ratioed in her poll by the people who actually know who I am. And then the top comment is a person correctly saying that I'm not an MRA. This inaccuracy will piss off your fans, and it makes you look bad. By the way, this is compared to the at least 50 of her videos that I've watched over the past 2 years, and I've read dozens of her community posts. Hell, she even tags me in a bunch of them to get my attention after I blatantly said that I didn't want to fight over this. Back to the mental health thing. Personally, I think it's immoral to give advice on something that you have minimal knowledge of, especially in front of a large audience, because the likelihood that you're going to give people wrong information or information that's ineffective is super high. I also think it's wrong to do it in your personal life. People, please stop pretending that you know things just so you'll look good. A lot of people are like an alcoholic trying to give advice on how to be sober, or like a fat personal trainer. And understand that when I talk about things like exercise on this channel, I'm sticking to something that I know very well. I have a degree in fitness. While getting that degree, I was certified as a personal trainer by the NSCA. I have 10 years of experience working in the fitness industry. Despite my busy schedule, I still work out 5 to 6 days a week, and I'm a healthy weight. So when I give advice on this particular topic, which I do all the time, I can do it to a much higher degree of accuracy than someone who just watched one or two videos on the internet. It takes experience to know that things like weight loss are much more of a psychological issue than it is about calories in versus calories out. Also, it's not a coincidence that many of my most popular videos are talking about fitness. A part of that is because of the accuracy of the information. Chloe does not have that kind of experience in a lot of the stuff that she talks about, and it's why she frequently pisses off her audience with bad takes, and worse, because she isn't in control of her behavior, she then attacks her audience when they're mad, instead of doing the smart thing, which is to take the L and say nothing. Stay inside of your knowledge base, stop attacking your followers, and people will stop calling you a grifter. And if you don't have knowledge in something, then hit the books or do research. Anyway, I am genuinely sorry about being very unempathetic towards Chloe's childhood experiences in my previous video on her, and I hope that this video is the end of this saga. As for my viewers, thanks for watching, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.